Okay. Our topic today relates to the essence of the Korban Pesach. I don't think anything here is a chiddush, but hopefully by reviewing some of the key aspects of the nature of the Korban Pesach, of that Hagdara, it'll give us an insight into the core that we accomplish by offering the Korban Pesach. So just because we're in the spirit of pre-Pesach, let's start with four questions. The first one is a simple observation from the Pesukim in Parshas Bahaloscha, where these individuals, who are unnamed in the Pesukim, but Chazal identify them as either the people who are carrying the Atzmos Yosef, or Elazar and Isamar, these people who were Tamei LaNefesh, come to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they say, Lama Nigara! Why should we miss out on the opportunity to offer the Korban Pesach? So we can ask ourselves, did we ever ask ourselves, why is it that Dafka, in the context of the Korban Pesach, do we find this expression of Lama Nigara? Unlike the other place where you find a similar type of question, which is in the context of the Benos Lavchad, who are pursuing an inheritance, which is rightfully theirs, this is more of a mitzvah fulfillment. And is it surprising, or is it instructive, the fact that the one place in Kol Torah Kula where we are taught about the importance or the opportunity to have a second chance is in the context of the Korban Pesach? Why is it that dafka here in the Korban Pesach, that they show up, people, they never missed out on any other mitzvah? There's no other context in which we can pursue a mitzvah and then give you a do-over? So obviously the whole nature of Pesach Sheni is Omer Darsheni. But I think even just from the Loma Nigara standpoint, that's the first question. Second question, did everybody here get through that piece in the Zera Avram from the Heiliger Rav Nachum Zemba? Shem Yikom Domas Chus Yigun Alani. Mamash, unbelievable, right? So if you didn't see it, right, Rav Nachum Zemba has this suggestion, which he rejects in the end, but he has a suggestion that maybe that it's possible, based on that comment in Medrash, maybe we should have such a thing as just being makrav, one Korban Pesach for everybody. No one's going to eat, just be makrav then. And even though he backtracks from it, that there should be one communal Korban Pesach.
But that's only if you don't have anyone else to bring it.
Exactly. There's no other Pesach.
Yeah, right.
No one's bringing any Korban Pesach, but we're going to have one, so to speak, token Pesach. Right? That's exactly what he suggests. And he backs out. But where did that come from? How could it be that we end up offering one collective Korban Pesach? Mehechetesi. Number three, the Drita Kasha, for those who are preparing for their Manishtana in Yiddish. The Gemara in Kiddushin, we all know, teaches us that there is a Makar for Shlichus. And that Makar for Shlichus is from Korban Pesach. V'shachtu uso kol adas kol kahal adas Yisrael bein Ramayim. The Gemara says that we learn you can appoint a shliach, you can mana a shliach to be makriv your Korban Pesach. So is it noteworthy that the makar of shlichus dafka comes from Korban Pesach? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Hey, in the mitzvah, in Oz Chav Beis, in the Machon Yerushalayim edition, spends a paragraph noting the potential nafka minas. What's that?
Oz
Chav Beis? Chav Beis, yeah. Oz Chav Beis. He notes this, because you might have suggested that you can offer it on behalf of a Bailim in any Korban context. Why does it have to be a Korban Pesach? So why is it specific that in the context of Korban Pesach we have the makar, the origins of the din of Shluchos Shel Adam Kamoso? And the last question, the last observation, although of course all of you could probably construct many other questions, but these are the four that we'll start with, is why is it that Korban Pesach appears multiple times in Tanakh in various interesting contexts, in specific junctures? It appears Pesach Mitzrayim. It appears here at the beginning of the second year in Parshas Baloscha. It appears Pesach Gilgal in Chizkiyahu, in Yoshiyahu. Why is it that Pesach keeps coming up in these contexts? What is it about Pesach, it's specific about Pesach, that they need to offer it in these times? Notice how it doesn't appear, there's a contrast actually, in the dedication of Beis HaMikdash, when it was in the Yerach HaYisanim, it was in Tishrei, it was not, interestingly, not in the context of Pesach. So perhaps the way to address these four questions and many others is to think about the nature of Korban Pesach, in that Korban Pesach exists, as you know, on two planes. It exists on the plane of the yachid, of the individual, and it exists on the plane of the tzibur, of the communal. And these two planes, these two rivadim or mishorim, whatever word you're going to use, these two dimensions of the Korban Pesach, of individual and collective, exist in both parts of the mitzvah, because there are two mitzvahs of Korban Pesach. If you look at the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam in mitzvah Nun Hei tells you that there is a mitzvah of Shvitas Korban Pesach, and then there is a mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach in mitzvah Nun Vov. Both on the Shvita side and on the Achilas side, you find elements of the Yachid and elements of the Tzibur. When it comes, let's start with the Shvita. Shchitas Korban Pesach, it takes place on Yom Yudalet Nisan, which is what we call Chag HaPesach. So it comes from your pocket. It's Kaspe Yachin. So that's the first indication. Rav Schechter once pointed this out, that the first place to look to figure out whether something is a Korban Yachin or a Korban Tzibur is figure out, follow the money, figure out who paid for it. If it came from the Trumas Lishka, so it's Kaspe Tzibur.
Hopefully the Korban Yachid are actually coming from the Yachidim.
If it came from your pocket, so then it's going to be a Korban Yachid. Rashi, Adaf Samach Beis, Rashi also later Pei Aleph, he mentions this, he emphasizes this, because the Gemara identifies the Korban Pesach with the psul of Shelo Leochlov in contrast to the standard psul of other Kodshim. Shelo Leochlov is a unique psul in Shechita. Why does it exist? Why is it a unique psul in Shechita? So Rashi says, you know why? Because Lo Shaicha b'Korban Tzibur to Lo Shaicha Ela b'Pesach. Because Pesach is, on some level, a Korban Yachid from the Shechita standpoint. That's why Pesach is Osa Temura. One rule that we saw in the beginning of Masechta Temura is that Korban Tzibur cannot create Temura. We also noticed, I don't know how many everybody had a chance to see that Tosfos Shantz later in Pesachim, where the Tosfos Shantz pointed out, he says the fact that the Gemara in Yuma is comparing Korban Pesach to Chavite Kohen Gadol, so of course it's a Korban Yachid. How else could you make that comparison? And similarly, Tosfos in Yuma on Vav Amud Beis, Tosfos in Yuma points out that even according to the Manda Omar, the Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, when it comes to Korban Pesach, there's a cap, there's a limitation. The Korban Pesach is always dechuya. Why is it always dechuya? Because there is a Korban Yachid element associated with the Shechitas Korban Pesach. So that's on one side of the ledger. On the other side of the ledger, we all saw that Gemara in Yuma, Nun Aleph, where the Gemara specifically categorizes Korban Pesach as being ba b'kinufya, as brought as part of a collective, and therefore it has that quality of a tzibur. The Gemara in Tzvachim we saw in the end, and the Lashon of Rashi there in Daf Kuf Yud, that a Korban Pesach cannot be brought on a bamas yachid, because it has a tzibur quality to it. The Rambam, in his Hakdama to Seder Kodshim, in the Pirush Mishnayos, he says, it's a Korban Yachid, ka'in Korban Tzibur. Now, the Rambam, just parenthetically, the Rambam clearly understood that that Mishnah, Tumur, that we saw, which had a back and forth between the Chachamim and Reb Meir, the Rambam understood, and this is, if you look in the Tosafot Seyot, that this is what he points out, not like the Bar Tanur, the Rambam understood that there's no machlokas going on here, and that the way to categorize Karbonos Tzibur fundamentally are those that are Zmanu Kavua. And this is the way that you can understand the Rambam in the Yad HaChazaka. That's what the Kesem Mishnah is upset. But that's how the Rambam categorizes it fundamentally. Fundamentally, generally speaking, it's based on Zman or Kavua. And that's why it's Doches, Shabbos, and Tumah. Because it has a quasi-Tziburdik quality, it's Doches, Shabbos, and Tumah. It's true. We learned it from a Gzeres HaKasif of B'mo Ado, but that's the Rambam's understanding. That is a shift toward the dimension, the quality of it being a carbon seaborne. The Gemara on Daf Taf Ayin Chesem at Beis quotes the Shita of Reb Nosson, that Reb Nosson thinks that all Jews can be Yotze with one carbon Pesach. One carbon Pesach can cover everybody. That's Shita's Reb Nosson. So how could that be? Well, if it's a carbon tzibur, the same way that a carbon tamid is brought on behalf of everyone, so too the carbon pesach can be brought on behalf of everyone. Now, it's interesting, if you look in the back of the Torah Shlema in Rav Kasher, in his Meluim on Parashas Bo, he has an essay there where he uses this to actually explain the machlokes between Hillel and the Bnei Beseira. The Gemara on Samach Vav, in the beginning of Elul Devarim, presents a machlokas between Hillel. Well, it's a dialogue, it's a controversy, because they didn't know whether or not to be makar the Korban Pesach when it's chal. That's not what I want. When the Pesach is chal, Erev Pesach is chal b'Shabbos. So the Bnei Beseira didn't know what to do. So why did they not know what to do? So Rav Kasher suggests they didn't know what to do in the following sense. The if you look in the Yerushalmi, right, Hillel says, number one, I have a tradition. Number two, I can compare it. I have a drasha. Number two, I can compare it to the Karban Tumid. Right, first he quotes, Kach mekublani mipishmai va'avtalion. I had a Kabbalah about sticking it in the hair, but initially in the Gemara it says, Amar Lahem, it says B'mo Ado, that's a drasha, and number two, Od Kal V'chomer from Tamid. So if you look in the Yerushalmi, has a slightly different argument. Second, it's the beginning of the sixth perek. The Lashon of Yerushalmi is first he quotes Moado, and then he says, what about the Hekesh to Tamid? So the answer is, Lo, im amrit betamid, shekein yeshlo kitzva, tomar bepesach she'ein lo kitzva. According to the Yerushalmi, the distinction between Pesach and Tamid is that the Tamid has a kitzvah. So you ready for this? Rav Kasha says, you know what the Bnei Beseira were asking? They were saying, I know there's a pasuk b'moado, and I know that there is a comparison to Tamid. So they're saying, we would agree that you should offer one Karban Pesach for everyone. And that's how you'll be Mekayim the Pasuk, and that's how you'll compare it to Tamid. The Shiloh that the Bnei Beseira were asking was whether or not every individual brings a Karban Pesach. What a sharf of art. That's what Rav Kasher says was the argument between the Bnei Beseira and Hillel, that the Bnei Beseira were saying that you could say that there's such a thing as a Tzibur Dikas Tzad, an independent Tzad of the Tzibur, in the Shechitas HaPesach, which Yesh Lo Kitzvah, one animal, They said, that's not what we're asking. We're asking whether everybody's going to bring it. And in that regard, it's no kitzvah in the sense that we don't know how many Pesachim to bring, because you could have many people who are mismana one Pesach. But this whole thing only gets going because there is this notion that the Hakravas of Pesach has a communal element, ad kedei kach, that maybe the B'nai B'Seira thought that that's what you would do if it was on Shabbos.
Gotcha. And seemingly part of the conversation was, should we minimize the greatest extent possible, even if we're not going to bring one?
Well, their question was, do you even have a heter? Do you have a heter to bring
right,
more than one?
This
is like the prototype of Rabbi Nachum Zemba.
Okay.
In the B'nai B'Seira, that's what Rav Kasher says in the footnotes, in the Meluim. It's in the Meluim in the back, it's in Parshas Bo Simin Yud Gimel in the Meluim. Oh. There's a slightly different Hesber in this B'nai B'Seira that's found. I have a terrific Sefer on Maseches Pesachim called Tvar Shmuel from Rav Shmuel Eliezerov. His father, Rav Dov Ber Eliezerov, was for many years the Rosh Kol HaLahalacha in Kerem B'Yavne. And his son, he passed away young, but he wrote two Sfarim called Tvar Shmuel. They're terrific Sfarim. So he has a Sefer on Pesachim where he quotes a Ritshuv from Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, who says, this was the Shaila for the B'nai B'Seira. The B'nai B'Seira said, of course we have a Pasuk. We all know that there's a Pasuk. He says, yeah, but maybe that Pasuk is only true when you have all of Klal Yisrael together in Eretz Yisrael.
Why is that?
So he says, maybe that's based on the original Pesach. I have to be moda, I did not look up the tshuva in the Beis Yitzchak. I just saw that Ha'ara, because he says Rav Yitzchak Elchanan has a few paragraphs on it. I didn't look up the tshuva, but he thought that it's on this daf, it's on daf Samach Vav. He thought that maybe there should be such a din. B'nai B'Seira thought you can't extrapolate from what was in the early days in the Bayis Rishon when all the Jews were there. Maybe the din of Korban Pesach is only Docha Shabbos when it's Kol Tzibert Kula. So the question is, Mehechetesi, why should that be? Well, if you have a din, if it's more of a Tzibertik type of din, so then maybe it's limited to when you have Rov Yoshvel. But I didn't look up the tshuva. I didn't look up the details. Take a look there in Rav Yitzchak. I'm not sure. It's in the Be'er Yitzchak.
The Tzibert is defined by Yitzchak, and then also just
yeah. Two more dinim. What's that? The Tvar Shmuel is in the Otzar Chachma. It's a phenomenal Sefer. If you ever learn the Kachim parts of Pesachim, he has very beautiful comments on all the Dapim there. Two last points on the Tzibert Sad of the Shechitas HaPesach. One is the fact that there is Shira. So the Gemara in Erechin and Daf Yud and Daf Yud Aleph, you saw, goes through all the cases in terms of when individual Yachid Gomer Behem is a Hallel. And in that context, the Gemara discusses when do you sing Shira on Korbanos. Well, it's very clear from the Gemara that you only sing Shira, like the Rambam describes, Rambam Paskins this din, you only sing Shira on Korbanos Sibur. And then the Gemara is discussing, what about Korbanos Sibur that are Nedavas when they're not Chovas? Oh. So Tosfos notes on that Gemara, Tosfos says, well, why didn't you quote Erev Pesach in that context? So Tosfos says, I'll tell you why. Because in Erev Pesach, it's the Bailim, the Yisraelim, who are singing Shira. So it's not Nogea to the discussion about Shira on the Korban, because it's the Bailim who are singing the Shira. We're not discussing that case. But the Rambam, how does the Rambam Paskin? The Rambam Paskins that the Levim were singing the Shira. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph, HaLevim, Koran HaLevim is HaHalal. So, for more discussion on this machlokas between the Rambam and Rashi Tosfos, there's a piece here in the Briska Rav, magnificent piece on the difference in the nature of the Chiyuv of Halal and the Chidushe Moran Riz HaLevi on the Rambam, on this local machlokas, which is not our topic today, but it's a phenomenal piece, on understanding whether it was the Yisraelim or the Levim, and what was the nature of that Shira. But according to the Rambam, it was a Shira on the Karban. So this is very interesting. So the Tosfos read in Pesachim on Daf Samach Dalet notes, he says, wait a second, what's going on with this Shira? You only sing Shira on a Karban Tzibur. Well, it's very possible that if we understand that this is considered to be a Karban Tzibur vis-a-vis the Shechita, and the Levim are singing the Shira for the Rambam, it's a chovas hatzibur, so then you can understand how it is that you can introduce shira. One last Rambam. That same Rambam, at the beginning, has a very interesting line. He says, "Hayu pochos mi chamishim, ein shochten es haPesach lechatchila." Fascinating. Lechatchila, you're not supposed to shecht the Pesach on less than 50 people. What's he talking about? Right. So the Mishnah tells us in Psachim that they had a very organized system of kahal, Adas Yisrael. So this is the Mishnah, the long Mishnah on Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, going over to Samach Dalet Amud Beis, where they had the orderly system of the first kot, the second kot, the third kot. Each of these kitos had 30 people. Kahal Adas Yisrael. The Rambam and the Mefarshim here struggle to figure out. They say the Rambam got it from somewhere else because it doesn't say this anywhere in the Gemara. The Rambam says, actually, lechatchila, you shouldn't shecht with less than 50 people, because with 50, at least you can get 30 in each group with 10 people who are shechting in the next two with the 20 stand-ins. So, A, the Rambam is very interesting. Why the Rambam thinks lechatchila you shouldn't shecht? It sounds like for the Rambam, it's almost better that you should go without a Korban Pesach. It's what it sounds like. If you had a choice and you only had 40 people, does that mean the Rambam actually thinks that you wouldn't bring the Korban Pesach? So take a look in Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau, in his comments on the Smag. This is on Mitzvahs Asei Nun Zayin, on Amud Reish Mem Ches, page Reish Mem Ches, where Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlau says that according to the Rambam, if you have less than 30, it's Pasul Bidyevid. It's Ma'akiv. Lechatchila, you don't check with less than 50. But less than 30, you can't even bring the Korban Pesach b'di'eved. Why not? Because Shechitas HaPesach has to be b'tzibur. Amazing. So when it comes to Shechita, we said on the one hand, there are many dimensions that are a din in the Yachid, whether it's coming from the Kaspa Yachid, the Psul of Shalol Ochlov, the Tmura, the comparison to Chaviti Kohen Gadol, the limitation on the Tumah B'tzibur. On the other hand, there are so many dimensions which are related to the Korban Tzibur. I'm sure you could come up with more. The fact that it's Baba Kenufya, it's not an Obama's Yachid, the Rambam's formulation, the fact that it's Doka Shabbos and Tumah, Shitas Reb Nosson, this Havamina, different ways of understanding Ben Beseira, the B'nai Beseira, and then the Din of Shira, and the Rambam's formulation of how to bring the Korban Pesach, and what happens if you have less than 3 kitos. It's fascinating. That's all on the Shechita side. Then you have also on the Achila side, that on the one hand, there is a mitzvah's Achila on the individual. And this is what the Beis Halevi is bringing out in that tshuva that Yossi spoke about a few months ago, that unlike other kachim, where it's a din that the kachim need to be eaten, there's a mitzvah's Achila on the individual, on the yachid, that you and I should eat a shir kazayas of the Korban Pesach. That's a din in the Yachid. It's not a din that the Tzibur should make sure that it is eaten. The fact that this is eaten al matzos u'merorim, that it's ton halav achilaso, all of these are particular mitzvos on the individual, the Yachid, on how that person fulfills their mitzvah of achilas Korban Pesach. That's on the one hand, the achila being an individual personal mitzvah. On the other hand, the fact that the Korban Pesach is eaten b'chabura, and that has halachic status in terms of being mamana other people, turned out to be multi from chabura to chabura. The fact that it's nechal b'tumah. Even all other korbanos sibur which are brought b'tumah, none of those are nechal b'tumah. But the Gemara says, lo b'mitchila el achila, the din of Korban Pesach is meant on the focus of achila, and therefore it's even nechal b'tumah. So the carryover, the license of tumah that comes from the tzibritik aspect applies even to the achila. There's a lot more to say about each of these nekudos, as we can expand on each of them, like we spend a few hours just on those Rambams. But it's also interesting to note that women are chayiv in the Korban Pesach. That's based on a drasha, but that's interesting in and of itself, that they're chayiv on the same level, Minchas Chinuch says, chayiv level on the same level as men, and that we're memane ketanim on the Korban Pesach. And the Gemara has various limitations of this, but isn't that interesting? What does it mean that ketanim are mismanim on the Korban Pesach? Ketanim are not a bar chiyuva. So in what way are they shayach to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? Well, if you understand that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, that the achila shebo has a communal nature, it makes sense that it includes men, it includes women, it includes children. Children also part of the community. The Rambam's formulation, such a fascinating formulation. The Rambam in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis. A yachid sheshachar ha-pesach liatzmos kasher, as long as he can eat the whole thing. Great. The Rambam's lashon then, achronim are all standing on their head. Umishtadlin shelo yishchol lechatzchil ala yachid. Mishtadlin. Hard to understand, so the Mefarshim are all struggling to figure out. Look in the back, right? What does it mean, mishtadlin? What?
Rabbi Rambam.
Strange thing, right? Mishtadlin. So everybody's talking about that. But what is it? What is happening here? So you can understand the fascinating Rabbi Lach, quote from Yonah Fananon, that the din of Shechitas Pesach al Yachin, maybe that's a din in the Shechita. But I was wondering if maybe, and I haven't had anybody. I have to look more to see who else talks about this.
No dead rabbis have said it, so it doesn't really count.
What's that?
No dead rabbis have said it.
Well, I'm wondering if whether or not this issue of Mishtadlin and Shokhtan on the Yachid is more in the Shechita, or that's actually maybe more in the Achila, and that what we're trying to make sure is that the people who are Ochlin end up being more than one. That it's framed as a din that you're not supposed to shecht the person, the shecht on the yachid. But I wonder if what the Gemara is really getting at in that Mishnah is that it's because we want multiple people to be eating it together. So even what looks like a din in the Shechita may actually be a din in the Achila, but I can't say for sure, I'm just speculating. So, what, yeah?
It might depend on your story, but because of Mishnah, which Mipa was the simplest understanding of where the Rambam got this from, because he quotes the Rabban and the Tzadi Hei, who darshan from Yasu Oso.
So that's a din in the Asiya.
Exactly. What was the exact line? The Kama, the Abshar, the Adure, Madrina.
Okay, so that, right. Good, okay. That is good. So perhaps the reason why Korban Pesach, both on the Asiya side and in the Achila side, are both related to, they both have these elements, these qualities of the Yachid and the Tzibur, these two planes of Yachid and Tzibur, it's because of the heart and soul of a Korban Pesach. What is a Korban Pesach? A Korban Pesach is a Korban Bris. We were, according to the Baal HaGadah, Eirom Ve'eria. We were completely bereft of merit. Mem Tes Shari Tumah. By the way, don't worry, the Hilchos Vasemis points out that there's actually no such thing as Nun Shari Tumah, so we couldn't have gone there even if somebody thought there's no such thing. It's not Shaya. It's Inkan Mokom Lahar. We were at the lowest level, and it's true, we didn't have any merit per se, but at least we had one thing. We had a commitment. The Rebbe Shlom said to us, Mishchu Kulachem. And my Rebbe of Moshe Stav has a whole long shiur on this, on the Arichus, tremendous Arichus, amazing, phenomenal shiur on this Nekuda of how the Korban Pesach was an unequivocal, irrevocable commitment to Emunah, to a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there was no way to hedge, and I don't want to be marach too much now because it's a phenomenal ara. He talks about that's why it's mikol mi be'asar, that's why it has to be roasted because everybody smelled the barbecue outside, that's why you need minuyin in advance, that's why it's eaten b'chabura, because otherwise, if you are hedging your bets, if you're not sure if you're committed, so you take a little bit of Korban Pesach, you eat it when nobody is looking, nobody is watching. That's why, of course, the Zohar Kodesh says that they left it whole carcass, etzmo sishbrubo, so that the form should exist, and the dogs are dragging it all around the streets. And you have to put the blood on the doorposts. So after all these things, what do you think the Egyptians said to them? Tomorrow, gahargit, you're all dead. But the person says, don't worry, I'm leaving tomorrow. It was the ultimate act of commitment, irrevocable act of commitment. And that's why it's associated with Bris Mila. But also, that's why Moshech Bar Losa Rahman Islam is so serious, because it's an irrevocable thing. I'll tell you one Maisa, just, you know, there was a professor in YU, his name was Rabbi Dr. Meyer Hershkowitz. He was an expert in Tanakh for many years. So I had this chus when I was in Israel as a boy, when I was in yeshiva as a bachur, so I used to go visit him because he was best friends with my grandfather, Zichron Lebracha. So he told me when he made Aliyah, he had 7,000 svarim. He had an amazing life. From Europe, he escaped the Nazis, he learned in his yeshiva, he was a chazer bachur in Europe. Amazing, amazing stories. So he told me that he had a brother. He had a brother who looked like them. He was Hungarian. So they would send him to the street to take care and get things for them when they were in hiding. At one point, this boy was walking in the street and some German stopped him and asked for his papers or whatever, you know, started inquisiting him to try to figure out he was Jewish. He did one simple thing. Pulled down his pants, he saw he had a bris, he shot him right there. That was it. Because you can't hide it. You can't hide it. A bris mila is an irrevocable commitment, and that's what the Korban Pesach was. It was a commitment. So even though we had nothing else going for our schus, we had a bris. So the Rosh Hashanah says, this is a commitment. And now I understand so much. If the idea of the Korban Pesach is entering into a commitment, and that's what's establishing our Jewish Torah spiritual identity, so I understand why it appears so many times in Tanakh at those specific junctures. And of course I understand why it has two planes. It appears at every juncture in which there was an abrogation of our commitment, and it's a renewed covenant. So the first time, of course, is in Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we're creating the covenant in the first place. It's the Talich of Geirus, it's the beginning of that process. The second time has to be after what? The Cheder Egel, when we broke the covenant. This is why, just parenthetically, it's really interesting. I'm looking at Zeichat Tzadok Kodesh Lebracha. He once mentioned in his shir, he thought that the reason why we do not mention Zman Matan Torasenu anywhere in the Chumash is because, in some respects, Matan Torah was undermined by the Cheder Egel. We're basically downplaying Maimon Har Sinai and Matan Torah. So we need a new Korban Pesach because we need a new bris to come. Oh, we come to Eretz Yisrael. What's the first thing we need to do? We need to create a bris, and that goes with Molas Bnei Yisrael Shenis. Of course, those two go together. And Pesach Gilgal, which is exactly why we needed to do the whole Maimon of Har Grizim and Har Eval. Because Har Grizim and Har Eval is essentially an extension. It's the second half of the Bris of Arvas Moav. The Bris of Arvas Moav is one half, but because we didn't have the glue of Eretz Yisrael that connects us, Rav Shekel likes to quote this from Rav Sadia Gaon, that what makes us one people is the Torah and Eretz Yisrael. So we needed the second half of the Bris. The Tzivui had to come from Moshe Rabbeinu and Arvas Moav, but the culmination, the fulfillment had to come in Har Grizim and Har Eval. So of course you have to have Molas Bnei Yisrael Shenis. If you're having a Bris, you have to have a commitment. And V'chein, in the times of Chizkiyo, Rahman al-Islan, we know what was going on over there with Avodah Zarah. So Chizkiyo does the tshuva. So he brings a Korban Pesach, like the Shaloh Hayah. What do you mean the Tanakh, they didn't have a Korban Pesach like this? A, it could be they didn't have the same numbers, but they didn't have this same recommitment. They didn't have this krisas bris. And the same thing with Yoshiyahu, right? Yoshiyahu lo kam kamo, the spiritual reformation that Yoshiyahu wrought and brought to the people, this was a new bris in the wake of the Tzalem Behechel, lo aleinu. So if that's what a Korban Pesach is, it's the carbon of the bris, we can understand how every Jewish person exists on two levels. Our neshama, on the one hand, is personal in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's part of a much broader neshama of Knesset Yisrael. So every time we make a commitment, we're making a commitment both as an individual and as a part of a greater whole of a tzibur. Memela, of course, Fashtetzach, that the carbon of a bris, this commitment, has to have a carbon yachid dimension and has to have a carbon sibur dimension. So now we understand, perhaps, why it is that the approach to Moshe Rabbeinu of Lama Nigara came dafka in the Korban Pesach. It wasn't stam that these people were Tmeim LeNefesh, were missing out on a mitzvah. They were missing out on the whole covenant. They were missing out on the whole bris. And they knew, you know, that Achronim discussed in Gittin, onus that's not Keman De'isa. You can say onus Rachmana Patre, but you don't say onus Keman De'isa. If a person was onus, they didn't do a mitzvah, you don't say it as if they did it. So they said, it's not an issue that we're missing out on the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Onus Rachmana Patre. It's we're missing out on the bris. And that, we're going to miss out. Well, how can we have that? For that, you have a Pesach Sheni. You don't have Sukkot Sheni. You don't have, you know, clapping Haman Sheni. But you have Pesach Sheni. Why? Because Pesach is a bris. And the Rebbeinu Shlom says, for a bris, nobody's left behind. Only, God forbid, a person who decides that they want to remain B'derech Rechoka. But even the people who are currently B'derech Rechoka will give you a second chance. Because it's a bris. It's not Stama Mitzvah. It's a bris. Now we understand why there is this Havamina that we can have one Korban Pesach for everybody. With the B'nai B'Seira and the Zera Avram and the Hilgah Rabban Avram Zemba. It's because when we have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's on these two planes, it takes place in a communal context. We all go to Yerushalayim, we all offer the Korban Pesach together. It's dafka within that context. So there's a havamina that because there is a communal dimension, therefore you can connect to that greater bris. Kamash malano. You know, they say Bali Musar, Rabbi Pelkovitz, Zichron Levracha, used to say from the Bali Musar, from the Slabodka Bali Musar, that you know why there's such a thing as modem derabanan? Because you can't make a shliach to express gratitude to someone. So that's the Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon is, you can't get into a bris with shlichus. On the other hand, now we understand very well why when we have shlichus in the context of Korban Pesach, which we do, als the hakrava, als the shchita shabo, from the Gemara says, it's practical, it has to be done, but it's got to be kamoso. There's a unique element of introducing yourself into the bris, and that even though, yes, you're going to create an agency to do that, right, even though we are doing modim betzibur, in a sense, we are allowing someone else to shecht for us, not every person does the shchita, but if you're going to do that, it's got to be mamish kamoso. You have to be as if you are doing it. You deputize someone else, but it's as if you're doing it. And that's why, to learn it from Shar Kodshim, maybe it wouldn't be a good raya. That's part of what the Menachas Chinuch is thinking about over there. That Shar Kodshim, you know, Shlucha D'Rachmana, Shlucha D'Dan, even if it's Shlucha D'Dan, maybe it's not to the same extent. No, when it comes to Korban Pesach, you have to make the firm commitment yourself. That's why Rashi Shita is that to be money on a Korban Pesach, you have to pay first. You have to have a chelek kaspi, because you have to invest. You can't make a commitment without an investment. And now we get to that amazing chiddush, that amazing chiddush of the Meshech Chachma. Right, the last question that we ask is, why does it appear so many times in Tanakh? Because we explain every time it's at this juncture of a bris. So says the Meshech Chachma in Baloscha that everybody saw, he says, amazing chiddush. Because in that Mishnah, where the Gemara presents this machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel of the person who's in his gayer, the psukim are kind of, the Gemara, the Mishnah is a little bit ambiguous as to exactly what's happening that day. So the simple pshat in that Gemara is, well, you go to the CRC Besin and they'll do all the checklists of all the things you have to do, the ger. So you got to do Mila, you got to do Tevila, you have to do a Korban HaGer, and then Beis Hillel will say, no, you still have to wait 7 days because of Gezeirah D'Rabbanan. So says the Meshech Chachma, he says, no. Because the Korban of a Pesach is a Korban of covenant, it's a carbon of a bris, of commitment, that takes the place of the carbon agar. So he says, he wants to say this, and you see Rav Kuperman's footnotes, our Mitzayan, he has referenced this in the Or Sameach, that if a person were to bring a carbon Pesach, that would qualify as their carbon hager. He's medayik the fact that the Rambam doesn't quote carbon hager as part of the Mechusrei Kippurim, because you can even get out of the Mechusrei Kippurim as long as the guy brings the carbon Pesach. How could you ever have a carbon Pesach serving as a carbon hager? Well, if the nature of the carbon Pesach is one of commitment, of bris, so then you can understand how it could be, at least that's the suggestion of the Meshech Chachma, that you don't need a carbon independent of the carbon Pesach if you are a ger. That gufa is the carbon of the ger. So I think all these things together bring us to this key yesod, that the carbon Pesach is a carbon of commitment. And through that lens, we can appreciate and understand why it is that the Karban Pesach, both in the Shechita and the Achila, have these two planes of the Yachid and the Tzibor, because every Jewish person, when we make a commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we make it as a Yachid and also as a Tzibor.